A group of prominent local Catholics put together the meeting under the general title of Restoring Trust, led by Canisius President John Hurley, who presided. The panelists were two priests, a nun, and a nationally prominent lay Catholic leader. Backed by the audience, they all see a need for major changes in the way the church is run and leaders selected. That could include deciding which Catholic posts require a priest to hold them and which could be filled by others. St. Bonaventure University President Emeritus Margaret Carney says orders of nuns do it differently.
In my experience, I have often reflected how fortunate we are as religious to be in structures in the church where we elect our leaders. And for some of us, those elections come fairly regularly, every 8 years or so, whereas a diocesan priest does not have that freedom or that agency.
A continuing element of the discussions was that decisions should be made by a larger group of clergy and church members, bringing diverse points of view and knowledge into making those decisions. That might include parents on a group making a decision on something that might affect children. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.